Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says he's approved a request for 120 Australian Defence Force personnel to depart immediately for New South Wales to help the response to Cyclone Alfred. The latest forecast from the Bureau of Meteorology has further pushed out the time when Cyclone Alfred is expected to make landfall later Saturday morning, around 11 a.m. Up to 4.5 million residents and around 1.8 million homes are in the impact zone. The storm system has tracked further south than is typical for cyclones in this region, with Alfred being the first to hit southeast Queensland and northeast New South Wales in more than 50 years. The communities expected to be worst impacted include areas of Brisbane, the Gold Coast, the Sunshine Coast, Byron Bay and Ballina. But warnings of flood, rain and damaging winds have also extended the area of impact further south to include Coffs Harbour, Sawtell, Woolgoolga and Dorrigo inland. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the erratic behaviour of this storm system means the best preparations must be put in place.
We absolutely need to prepare for the worst. This is already having an impact, and the impact with the slowing of the Cyclone Alfred in its journey westward to the coast, we should not think that slower means better, as it is over warmer waters, has the potential to increase the intensity of it.